So we were talking about Copernicus, Galileo, and Newton.
Are you going to introduce the show?
Yeah. This is the this is the Patrick and Jeremy Show on In Plain Sight on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash, donate, fundage. You know what to do. Keep free speech alive. We in the middle of a conversation about early astronomers, Copernicus, 1470s to 1540s, I guess the first to observe the sun with the center of the universe, correct?
He's the person most associated with it. There were some ancient Greeks who had more or less that kind of idea, but he's the person who's most associated with it. And then of course Galileo picked up on it, got in a lot of trouble for, even though he wasn't publicly advocating for it, he was kind of like implying it. He published a book where he had a dialogue between two people who were talking about it, where he was like not explicitly advocating for one side or another, but it didn't fool the Pope. And the thing is, the Pope was one of it. He was on friendly terms with the Pope, so he thought he could get away with it, and he really could.
Yeah, so Galileo, after Copernicus, Galileo was 1560s on into the 1640s. He used an early telescope, discovered large moons of Jupiter, four of them, actually. And he promoted the heliocentrism theory that the sun was the center of the solar system.
And he got in trouble for it. And he was shown the instruments of torture, and he was put under house arrest. There's another guy who I'm like not as familiar with. His name was Bruno, and he was another cleric. And he was more or less the same time. He was put to death, though. He was executed for his views. Part of his views was that the universe was, that the stars were extremely far away.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, if the stars aren't far away and we're going around the sun, you should see, like, the stars should kind of, there should be what they call a parallax, where from a different, you know, from one side of our orbit and then another side of our orbit, looking at the constellations, they should kind of shift around a little bit. The stars, if, you know, some of the stars are, 10 units away, and others are 50 units away. The closer you are to something, the more it would shift in your field of view, right? And that doesn't happen, at least in terms that people, that we observe with the naked eye, or that people back then could observe. We actually can observe it now with much, higher resolution telescopes and higher magnification telescopes.
But yeah, Galileo with his early telescope sort of put this theory out. Yeah, in 1615, he got caught up in the Inquisition, and he had to recant publicly his beliefs. And as you said, he was in house arrest.
Yeah, nobody could have expected it. You know why?
Why?
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition!
And so then you had Newton, I guess, was a little bit later. Let's see here.
Yeah, Newton is born the year that Galileo dies.
With his theory on gravity and the apple and all of that. So this was interesting. All of these men were a product of the Renaissance. They were late products of the Renaissance. Just after Italian architectures and artists were rediscovering, you know, ancient Roman and Greek architecture. I think you had Bernalleschi, I think that was his name, rediscovered the composition of the dome, and he engineered a dome in France from one of the churches. Bernalleschi, I think, was funded by the Medici, a very wealthy Italian family that wanted to make money off of the Renaissance artists. They also funded Raphael, you know, the artists Raphael and Leonardo da Vinci and all those guys. Not the Ninja Turtles, the artists.
Yeah. Wasn't there a Ninja Turtle Michelangelo?
Yeah, Michelangelo. That was the other one I was trying to think of. And his big naked statue of David. I think it was Michelangelo that did the big naked statue of David that was really gay looking. They all did naked statues. These guys were like fascinated with the male form.
The Greeks made their statues naked because the Greeks, you know, they did a lot of naked stuff, right? They didn't have spandex then. They didn't have spandex, so if they were going to do athletics, they stripped down to the nude, right?
So
you didn't have gym shorts. You're not gonna do your track and field in togas. Come on.
Well, you know, of course, from the Greeks, you have the gymnasium, which means naked. That's where young men and boys like did athletics in the nude. And you had the whole pederast thing going on. It was kind of a hush-hush thing in Greek culture where,
limited. I mean, it was limited in terms of class and probably limited in terms of geography and maybe even time period. But I'm not an expert on that whole thing and frankly don't want to be.
No, I mean, like these wealthy men would like go to the gymnasium and choose like an adolescent boy that was playing naked out in the sand or wrestling.
Hey, let's leave that behind and let's get back to the heliocentric.
Just one more thing in religion, if you would humor me. This was also the time of the Reformation, you know, the 1500s, where you had Calvin. Jean Calvin, the French Reformers, and Zwingli, I think, was in Switzerland, and then Luther was in Germany, and they pushed back on the Catholic Church. Really, the Reformers, I've got pretty a solid take on the Reformers. That was just a power grab from the Catholic Church, because they didn't really reform Christianity per se. They stuck with a lot of the things that the Catholics did, like infant baptism. But they got rid of like the sacraments and like paying for your salvation. It was sort of a power grab to get the money from the people, instead of the Catholic Church getting the money. That's my take on it.
How about the whole Church of England? To what extent are really doctrinal differences, and to what extent was it, more about power or, Henry VIII's ability to divorce and remarry?
I'm Henry VIII. I am. Henry VIII, I am. You could probably put that song in there if you wanted to. If you don't, it's cool. Henry VIII wanted to divorce and remarry, and the Catholic Church was like a no deal, and so he just started his own church. Which led to the pilgrims separating and coming to America.
He did that because his wife hadn't born a son, and there had been in recent generations, a lot of disputes on who was rightfully on the throne. And if he didn't produce a male heir, it could plunge England into a civil war. His wife became too old to be expected to bear more children.
I'm not an advocate of church and state being merged, but I kind of sided with Henry on that one. I'll be like, yeah, I'm getting rid of her and getting a new one, get a younger one. Maybe under 25, like Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah. Oh.
No, go ahead, Patrick.
Well, I'm just saying, you had all this stuff going on with religion, theology. You had this stuff going on with science and astronomy in particular, a lot of art. And then, of course, this is the age of discovery, right? So 1492, Columbus sails the ocean blue, but it's not just Columbus. You got, who is the Portuguese guy? I want to say Magellan, but Magellan was later. Whatever, the Portuguese guy who went around the Cape Horn to India. Cape Horn, the Cape of Good Hope to India. So you had all this stuff going on at the same time. And a lot of these people had their their feet in more than one area. You know, Newton, for instance, was very hardcore religious person. You know, he was a Unitarian, but that was when Unitarians were still religious.
Hey, Bartholomew Dias, the Cape of Good Hope guy, 1488.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah,
there you go.
He was European to go around the southern tip of Africa. So all of this, here's I guess if we want to draw this up to a point, because so far everybody has been listening to the secret tapes of Patrick and Jeremy, where we start recording and while we're still talking BS before the show. All of this comes to questioning the official narrative and how that can be good and that can be bad. I mean, you know, we had advances in science because we questioned the official narrative. We had advances in religion. Even though I don't agree totally with the reformers, it did lead to, you know, the Anabaptists, you know, which eventually went to the Mennonites and Amish, and it led to the traditional Baptists, which I used to be a member of. And so I guess, you know, questioning the official narrative can be good. It can be bad because if you question too much, you get off into left field and you go off into things that maybe aren't really important.
Yeah, it's not, it's neither good nor bad intrinsically, right? Like so many things. What I think you can objectively say is right now, in this point in history, is you have what you could call a crisis of authority or a crisis of expert authority. And the authorities have brought it on themselves by abusing their authority. Yeah. So, you know, for instance, if you have the government and academia is a big hunk of expertise, expert authority, if you've got them saying that, you know, well, white people are all evil, if you have them saying that, you know, all this stuff about the COVID stuff, and now the most absurd thing of all that, trannies are really women. And, yeah, you know, just how you identify. Once you've gone that far, you know, Andrew Anglin makes the point in his own way. But the thing is, once you've gone that far, babies and animals know the difference between male and female. Babies, yeah, and animals have a binary conception of gender. We're born with that. This is like one of the most very, very basic things of not just humanity, but a big hunk of life. I mean, certainly mammalian life, vertebrate life, animal life. I mean, animals know the difference, and animals are binary. You can't find animal species that aren't binary unless you, like, I don't know. I mean, unless you want to call protozoa animals or something. But and when they... when you get authority, expert authority, when you get academia saying, well, not really, I mean, maybe there's 57 genders, it creates basically a vacuum because they've squandered their expert authority, their authority to be experts, and so they've opened the door to people questioning anything and everything. And people are questioning anything and everything. And, you know, because people say, well, they're lying to us about this, so why wouldn't they lie about that? And, jump in.
Put a bookmark right there with the transgenderism. I want to get back to an article in Japan about transgenderism. But go ahead and finish that. We'll put a bookmark right there because I got a couple of things more to say on the Renaissance and the Reformation. But you're talking about questioning everything. Yeah. So questioning everything, I mean, you know, I think we could see that it was good. You know, you see the Catholic Church being the power in the, you know, 1400s, 1500s, 1600s, and the reformers. You had John Wycliffe and William Tyndale, two very notable proto-reformers who thought that the public should be able to read the Holy Bible in English. And at that time, the only translation you had was the Vulgate in Latin, and only the priests could, you know, and the clergy could read Latin, and the common person couldn't. And so you had these men, William Tyndale and John Wycliffe. Yeah, so Wycliffe and Tyndale questioned the authority of the Catholic Church, because, you know, the church had the Vulgate, which was Latin, and only they could read the scriptures. So Wycliffe and Tyndale worked to translate the Bible into English so the common man could read it. And they were persecuted for that. And so that eventually led to Gutenberg printing the Bible in English, the first book ever printed on the printing press. And then that led to the King James translation.
The English version, yeah, the English version wasn't the first book printed. It would have been some German version, right? What language was the first printed Bible?
Gutenberg was German, and he was the first one to print the Bible on his printing press.
Mm-hmm.
And so that should have been in English.
That wouldn't have been in, I don't think that would have been in English. It would have been in another language. There are other languages out there. It would have been in a vernacular, I suppose, but I don't remember that part of the story. But certainly printing the Bible in English was a capital offense, wasn't it?
It was. And, you know, the Catholic Church, did come down on them for that. Let's see. The Mazarin Bible was the first complete book, printed in English by Johannes Gutenberg, completed about 1455, working in Mainz, Germany. Assumably that was in German then.
Okay. One would presume. Okay, so it was a good deal. All this stuff was going on at the same time.
But for sure, Tyndale and Wycliffe were working on English translations. And so they worked with, the King James worked with their work, plus Gutenberg's Bible, and they came up with the King James Bible. 1611 version. So, you know, it's back to the whole questioning the authority. And it's overall a good thing. I mean, it could be bad in the sense that it leads people down all sorts of rabbit trails, you know, in questioning the flat earth thing. But, you know, if you didn't have to go back, you know, full circle to what we started with, you know, if we didn't have Galileo and Copernicus, I mean, questioning the system, we wouldn't have advances in modern science. So I think overall,
well, yeah. I mean, so you need both authority and the ability to question it.
Right.
If without authority, you know, I'm talking about like intellectual authority or expert authority, then every single person has to reinvent the wheel. And so by having a body of agreed upon knowledge. Hey, what's the big idea? Come on. Hey, what is the big idea? By having all that, you know, then people have a big head start in their endeavors. But on the
consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret. .com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
And so by having a body of agreed upon knowledge. Hey, what's the big idea? Come on. Hey, what is the big idea? By having all that, you know, then people have a big head start in their endeavors. But on the other hand, what is the big idea? By having all that, you know, then people have a big head start in their endeavors. But on the other hand, there's no guarantee that that body of expert knowledge is always going to be correct, and you've got to go back and rework it. So, you know, you need expertise, and you need the ability and authority, and you need the ability to question it. You need both.
Yeah, because that body of authority will become corrupt. It's not a question of if, but when. Yeah. And you need educated men to be able to question that based on scientific data. And I think that's what you had with, you know, Galileo, who were the other guys we mentioned, Copernicus and Newton, mm-hmm. you know, make advancements in science. Similarly today,
I'm just throwing one thing.
Yeah.
There was a wise man on an RBN commercial once who said knowledge is power.
If
knowledge is power and power corrupts, then absolute knowledge corrupts absolutely, wouldn't you say?
It could very well.
Yeah.
So now we have people telling us that, you know, boys can be girls and girls can be boys. I mean, it's a mixed up world, right?
It's a crazy, and dogs living with cats.
Total anarchy.
Total anarchy.
I like your Ghostbusters reference there.
I wasn't sure if it was Ghostbusters or Caddyshack, but I could hear it coming out of Bill Murray's mouth.
It was Bill Murray and Ghostbusters, yeah. So you could get that. But I wanted to bring this to your attention. I think you're one of our experts on Asian culture, specifically Japanese. And this is from a Japanese publication, the Asahi Shimbun.
Asahi Shimbun, yeah.
Yeah, Asia and Japan Watch. Transgender admissions issue arise at women's universities. This was on September 9th. So a professor of social welfare at Japan, the women's university, stared in surprise at the results of a survey of the university staff about a proposal to admit transgender women. The largest portion of the respondents, which was about one half, said that they believed the proposal was feasible. A quarter of the respondents said they did not believe it was feasible, and another quarter said they did not know if it was feasible or not. So you got half of this, of these respondents questioning whether you can have transgenders in this female university. Right? You follow?
Yes.
So an in-house panel, which was arranging to start admitting transgender students at this university from fiscal year 2021, had no choice but to return to square one after the survey results were examined in January of 2020. This is over 2.5 years old.
Before the apocalypse.
Before it. The JWU, the Japanese Women's University, had been discussing the matter in 2015 after the junior high school affiliated with the university received an inquiry from the guardian of a transgender girl. Officials concluded at that time that it was not right to admit the girl, but discussions went on within the university. JWU is among a number of women's universities in Japan that are moving to admit transgender students who do not identify with the sex that they were born in. The JWU officials decided to begin accepting transgender women from fiscal year 2024. The discussions on the matter led them to revisit the question of the significance of a women's university. This going on in Japan, it's a good discussion. I mean, how can you have a women's university when you have, you know, boys with penises flopping coming in there just identifying as women? My question to you, I mean, if you have some insight on this, you know, what is Japan's overall take on this woke, transgender thing? Do you see them going on with it, or do you see them pushing back on it because of the public outcry?
Right now on these types of issues, on, you know, feminism, gender, these types of issues, homosexuality, Japan is, like 2 or 3 decades behind. But of course, if you go back 2 or 3 decades ago, we already had a lot of movement going in this direction. And, you know, one thing about Japan is that they have done very well over the past 150 years by, looking at what's going on in the Western countries, America and Europe, imitating them and improving on them.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Russian sanctions may be backfiring. I'm Peter Serafin, and this is today's Liberty Minute. The U.S. and much of Europe put heavy sanctions on Russian energy over the Ukrainian situation. These sanctions have had an effect, but maybe not the intended one. Much of Europe is warning of serious energy shortages in the coming winter. Some countries are putting caps on use and subsidizing costs. Yesterday, Putin announced he was closing off the tap. No more energy exports until the sanctions are lifted. So who's really being hurt by these sanctions, Russia or European allies? If only there was another large country with vast natural gas and oil resources that could help our allies and prevent them from freezing. If only there was an energy independent nation with free markets which could guarantee the energy security of European families. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
And, you know, one thing about Japan is that they have done very well over the past 150 years by looking at what's going on in the Western countries, America and Europe, imitating them and improving on them. It's, you know, you look at the car. Japanese didn't invent the car. But the Toyota car, the Japanese cars in general are better than pretty much all the other cars. They do well. That's been a good model for them. And so unfortunately they have this tendency to, and a big hunk of Japan, there are traditionalists and conservatives, but a big hunk of them, will almost unquestioningly just want to, they look at trends in America in particular and Europe. And they want to follow them, and so there's always been, you know, there's always been effeminate men and homosexuals and whatnot and cross dressers. They've always existed, and sometimes kind of visibly there's always, you know, cross dressing celebrity here or there. But it seems to be something that's really being pushed now. They're pushing it hard. There are, new drama shows on their national, I think it's on, I don't know if it's a national TV, you know, NHK or it's one of the other, Asahi Shimbun, the Asahi has a network too. But on one of these networks, they've got some sort of drama and it's, I don't know what it's called, Man Love or something. And it's about two male office workers who fall in love with each other. So they are pushing this type of thing. So I guess, is that like Japan's Murphy Brown and we had our Murphy Brown. Was it Murphy Brown? What was the Will and Grace? I guess Will and Grace was our gay thing, which was, what was that, 20 years ago? So
yeah,
they are behind, but the direction is going that way. There are a lot of, people who think of themselves as traditionalists or conservatives who are complaining about it, but I think it's not guaranteed that they're going to go that way. But the only reason it's not guaranteed that they're not going to go that way is because before they get there, everything might just fall apart in America and Europe. And then that example has been, disgraced. And so that's probably the only thing that could save them now is the pioneers of gayness and trannyism just having their own house burned down, which is a very distinct possibility.
Yeah, that leads me to a couple of questions and some comments. So first of all, let's just deal with this. So if Japan is emulating the West, as the West collapses, what would Japan's response be? As they see this very issue is one of many that is collapsing the West. And it is. Mm-hmm. Because people lose faith in their own government when the government tells them that boys are girls and girls are boys. I mean, there's a big pushback on that from just normal people that wouldn't even consider themselves conservative. So if they see the West collapsing, will they look at that and say, well, maybe we should do something different?
Yeah, but it would really take the West collapsing. The mainstream in Japan is pretty full on board with, just following the example of the United States. And then the so-called conservatives, just like Tucker Carlson and so many others, when there's a problem, they say, well, it's China! It's all China! So the so-called right-wing or nationalists in Japan, they're all freaked out about China. Now, China's not the country that's got military bases. China doesn't have soldiers in Okinawa raping 12-year-old girls. China doesn't have, their ambassador just leading Japanese foreign policy by the nose. It wasn't China that pushed Japan into economic sanctions, which are, of course, boomeranging on the Japanese just like they're boomeranging on everybody else. But unfortunately, that's the case. And right now, the big issue in Japan in their politics isn't that you've got the Japanese government dominated by influence from Zionist America, but so many Japanese politicians have connections, and often these connections are really spurious and insignificant, but have connections to the Church of Reverend Sun Myung Moon, the Unification Church.
Yeah, the Moon.
Yeah. Which is, after somebody who was angry with the Moonies assassinated former Prime Minister Abe over the summer, it focused a lot of attention, and now everybody's freaking out because so-and-so politician sent a congratulatory message to a conference that was co-sponsored by a group that actually is funded by the Moonies. Really indirect, spurious stuff. But that's what they're freaking out about. Not that Rahm Emanuel is over there as the American ambassador dragging Japan into these insane sanctions against Russia, and not all the queer stuff, not all that other stuff. This is what they're freaked out about, unfortunately.
Well, and let's discuss this point just for a moment about the transgender movement and the feminist movement. These two movements collide, big time. And I think Japan is realizing that, as I read this article, and they get responses from the people, the citizens in Japan that they survey. You can't have a feminist movement when you have men coming into women's universities and sports and dominating them. I mean, that's a defeat of the whole feminist movement. You know, that's been very obvious here in the West, and I think that people in the East and, you know, Japan and the like see that. They see that, and that's why they're getting this pushback in these surveys that they do. You know, for example, you know, you have a man who claims to be a woman enters into female MMA and just beats the living daylights out of the female's title. You know, the same thing in swimming with the swimming dude. What was that dude's name? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Thomas something.
Yeah. I mean, and you got men like that haven't had their parts chopped off, and they're just in the women's room, just everything just a swinging around. And I mean, this definitely is, you know, the tranny movement is going totally against the feminist movement.
Yeah. And just one more thing to add to that. You've got, criminals identifying as women getting into female prisons and impregnating the prisoners.
And it goes on and on, and it's like, how long can we go along with this? How long will, you know, to come full circle, the people that control information, like the Catholic Church did in the 14, 15, 1600s, like how long will people go without just totally backlashing against this?
Yeah, I mean, certainly the point I was trying to make before, and I'm not sure if our technical difficulties cut it off, but the expert authorities brought this crisis on themselves by every time they push something like, you know, some big hoax, you know, COVID or white people are evil or, you know, the whole Ukraine stuff, whatever it is, they undermine the public's trust in authority. And so, I mean, you've got maybe half the population, you know, running around with masks, trying to virtue signal how obedient they are to authority, but and I guess doing everything they can to stave off cognitive dissonance on the one hand, and then the other half of the people are getting to the point where they aren't inclined to believe anything they're told. And the thing is, like, on the, you know, when you've got a lying authority like we do, you need to have big pushback. But on the other hand, if you have no authority, you can't have a society. So, but they brought it on themselves.
Society.
It's not the conspiracy people who are at fault for this.
No. I mean, society is collapsing. I think we're witnessing that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the reason we've gotten here isn't because 30 or 40 years ago you had these tabloid newspapers like News of the World or whatever they were talking about spontaneous combustion of cows. That didn't metastasize into everything we have now. The reason we've got this crisis, it's a top-down thing. It is because authority abused its authority. The people in authority, experts, abused their authority and hoaxed people and squandered their credibility. And without credibility, then there's no authority.
And, you know, it's good to question these things. I mean, I think it's good for a collapse of society in a way. Let me elaborate a little bit more. The Trump phenomenon, you know, since Trump declared his candidacy in 2015, you know, that got a populist support. And because of Trump's platform, now I'm not talking about the man Trump who could or could not be compromised, who may or may not have been, you know, installed. Let's put that aside for a minute. His platform was legit. We've said this so many times, you know, immigration reform, fair trade and non-intervention. So the non-intervention part, I mean, that made people question the whole Iraq war narrative. You know, Bush lied and people died. All right. And so that also got them questioning Vietnam and World War II. You could go on and on. And so once you start questioning things, you start questioning all of it. The moon landing, the Holocaust, and all of these things sort of just, you know, the shape of the earth, maybe even all of these things sort of just go into the same basket of, you know, you pull this thread and you start to unravel the whole sweater, right? Or the whole blanket or Afghan. Mm-hmm. And so questioning things is a good thing, to a point, but you get people going off on tangents that maybe aren't as productive.
Yeah, that aren't productive and are a waste of time. I will say that as much as the whole flat earth thing annoys me, and I think a lot of these people really are just into it because it's like the ultimate. It's the ultimate in alternative thinking, or it's the ultimate in being red-pilled. Having said that, the idea of a flat earth, actually, like in our everyday lives, the earth is flat, like in our everyday experience, whereas in our everyday experience, men and women are different. And this is what I was trying to get at. Men and women are, like, even animals, even primitive animals recognize the difference. And so it's something that's immediately obvious to anybody, whereas the shape of the earth is something that is dependent on expert authority, right? Because in our everyday life, the earth is flat, and only if you're really perceptive and think a lot and you observe a lunar eclipse and think, how could that shadow be, and even then you still have to have a certain amount of knowledge about, the sun rising in the east and setting in the west. It does the same thing here as it does in California, whatever. It's not immediately apparent. Whereas the men and women thing is immediately apparent. And so all these people going off on their trannies are really women too, are so much weirder than the flat earth people.
Well, yeah, and you got to come down to what's worth arguing and what's the point. So something that I brought up a lot, even if I don't think that viruses are real, I'm not going to argue that with a normie, because you could just go back and forth for hours and hours. I would argue that no matter what, the government and corporations do not have a right to strip us from our, American rights, from our human rights, not just in America, but all over the globe, over, some sort of a sickness or virus. They don't have the right to do that. And if we acquiesce to them, then we've allowed them to establish a control grid where they can just plug in anything and strip away our rights over climate change, trannyism, anti-white terrorism, or white terrorism, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, the argument is not our virus is real. The argument is, do they have a right to strip us, of all of our rights, human rights, because people get sick? That's the argument. So, similarly, if people go off on different tangents, you gotta weigh out. I mean, is this worth arguing? Like, I've told you before, I'm skeptical of the moon landing, but I don't argue that ever on the show. I'm only bringing it up because we're on my show. But I don't, to me, that's wasted energy arguing that. That's in the past. I don't think it's relevant to today. And what's relevant is pushing back on this, trannyism, COVID measures, and Jewish power. I mean, those are the things worth discussing. Hey, Patrick, did I lose you, or you're on mute?
Oh, so, I was muted. I was making comments the whole time. Okay, but
so did you get what?
Even I, as like the person who bitches and moans about Jewish power more than practically anybody besides David Duke, even I would be willing to say, okay, if strategically, if we could accomplish what we need to accomplish in order to like, save our people or save the world from, you know, world war or whatever. And in order to do that, it was better to avoid discussion of Jewish power. I would be willing to go along with that. But the fact is, when I see people avoiding the discussion of Jewish power, they're pointing out problems and then they're scapegoating other people. And so, you know, if you're being bullied in a bar, or somebody's being bullied in a bar, and it's this Jewish guy bullying you, and then you punch a Chinese guy in the face, and the bullying doesn't stop, well, maybe it's because you didn't punch the right guy in the face. And I'm not saying go punch Jews.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Other people. And so, you know, if you're being bullied in a bar, or somebody's being bullied in a bar, and it's this Jewish guy bullying you, and then you punch a Chinese guy in the face, and the bullying doesn't stop, well, maybe it's because you didn't punch the right guy in the face. And I'm not saying go punch Jews in the face. I'm just using this as kind of like a hypothetical, where the pressure that's on us is coming from Jewish power, and to then lash out at whether it's China, whether it's, liberals or whatever, the people who aren't responsible, you're not going to win the day that way. You have to, that's what, and like I say, if I was wrong about that, and if we could accomplish what we need to accomplish while keeping quiet about Jewish power for the time being, I would go along with that. But I, you know, I've gotten to the point where I just don't think that's possible.
Well, I think the whole point that we're making is you're going to pick your arguments.
You do.
You got to pick your battles. So I mean, I love freedom of speech, and I would love to entertain flat earthers and, you know, people that deny viruses, and I have on my show. But we gotta narrow in and say what's important. You know, the argument is not do viruses exist. The argument is do these corporations and governments have a right to strip us from all human rights because some sickness is out? You know, that's the argument, and that's how you're going to win people, right? So
yeah.
Now, the Holocaust, on the other hand, that's a legit argument, because what's prominent, what's causing all of this human suffering and, you know, immigration of the third world and Pfizer and Moderna and all of the things that are oppressing us is Jewish power. So if you question Jewish power, they're going to go back and say, yeah, but the Holocaust. So
yeah.
Therefore, questioning the Holocaust, I think, is legit. That's a legit argument.
It's legit, although it's illegal in much of most of the white world. It's illegal, but yeah,
right.
It's legit.
Is questioning the moon landing illegal in Europe or Canada? I don't think
no.
so.
No.
Even though I don't buy it personally, it's not something that I want to focus on because
no.
it doesn't get me any results, right?
Yeah.
And I believe in spherical earth because of the Bible, Isaiah 45. The Lord sits on the sphere of the earth. It says circle, but the correct translation is sphere. But I mean, like, I wouldn't put somebody down for being flatter, but I think it's just a waste of time to argue that. It doesn't get us anywhere. But arguing, you know, about the Holocaust and Jewish power, those things are connected and they're relevant to where we are today.
They're relevant. And I will put in just one caveat. And, you know, I talk about this stuff because I'm on RBN or I'm on David Duke's show. In talking to complete normies, you do, like I said earlier, we're like maybe 2 or 3 or 4 degrees of separation from so many of their assumptions. And sometimes you have to take one step at a time and you can't go straight to the Holocaust or Jewish power sometimes. You have to take a few steps before you get there. So that's one caveat I'll acknowledge. But I think we're at the end of our time, Jeremy.
Well, thanks for joining me, Patrick. We'll be continuing this discussion on National Bugle Radio, 1 p.m. Central on RBN. Be there or be a big flaming faggot.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.